Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win. I'm ready
to win. All right, you guys. Well, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star.
Quentin.
And we should have Pastor Dab on the line. Pastor Dab, you there?
Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Dab. How you doing out there?
I'm blessed and highly favored by God.
Amen. All right. Amen. We're so glad we have Quentin live in the studio today, all the way from Italy. So we're so thankful to have you back, honey, and be able to be here right on the radio with us and be back in the States. We're so excited and so thankful to the Lord for safe travels for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've been in 4 countries in the past 5 months.
Wow, that's amazing. And we have to say hello to our favorite engineer over there. Woo, Alan. The show would not be the show without you. So we thank God for you as well. So we're excited to be here, you guys. Excited for another week's show of Ready to Win. And if this is your first time tuning in, we come on the air every single Saturday from 12 to 1, we help children and families with children with special needs, because that's where we have been so blessed to have an awesome son, Gabriel, that has severe autism. And so he has changed all of our lives. And so we started this show to help other families along the way on their journey. And since then, we've just been incorporating a lot of great things that help the overall community with our show. So we're just thankful, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're listening to us out there, we just really appreciate all of the support and you guys listening in, and hopefully you can tell a friend or two and we can continue to spread this positive message and continue to do the great things that we're doing here in our community. So like we do every week, we start our show off with some inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. So Pastor Dab, go ahead and take it away.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's so good to be in the land of the living.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just to be able to wake up this morning in our right minds, just to be able to have breath in our bodies and be able to give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. It's so good to have this time and opportunity to come today just to honor God and to lift him up, lift the Savior up. So our scripture is going to come today from Galatians 6 and 9. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And so we must not become physically and mentally exhausted where we can't keep our focus on what God would have us to do. He wants us to focus on doing good. And sometimes the journey can feel wearisome. It can feel weary, but we must find ways to endure. It tells us we have to focus on doing good, focus on being kind, focus on others and not just ourselves. And I think if we do that, we won't get so weary, because we won't, all of our attention won't be focused on ourselves, oh, woe is me type attitude. And so we must continue to endure. The scripture says the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one who endures to the end. So we must have endurance to go through and to help others, support others, to help others, to lift others up when they get tired and when they start wearing down. But we have to be in position to be have the strength enough to hold one another up and to support one another. And at the end of that scripture, it says, and Galatians 6:9, it says, do not give up. So we must not give up. That's the key word. Do not give up. We must not let go. We must not release. We must just continue to endure all the way to the end. So to God be the glory, and may this word bless someone that has an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. And so we just give God honor, glory, and praise. And we thank you, Star and Quentin, and take it away.
Awesome. That's an awesome word. Enduring until the end, and having that endurance spirit and that endurance attitude will take you a long way in this journey. It sure will, because there's so many different things that we've had to endure. I know every single week brings different blessings, and it also brings many different challenges. And so I think we can talk about those things, but you have to have that heart, that spirit that says, I'm going to endure And it's not always easy to endure. You have to fight the good fight of faith. You have to keep on going. You have to press. And so I think that it's not always easy to endure, but you know, that's definitely a good word, that we will endure. We have to endure because, you know, and I always say it beats the alternative. You know, a lot of times people tell us we had to take Gabriel to a couple of appointments this week. And, you know, sometimes when we tell people his story, they get so sad and they get, oh, I'm so sorry for you, or I feel so sorry. And we're like, we don't want you to feel sorry for us, you know, because it beats the alternative. And one of the things that I remember that my grandma said is when we were having our children's birth, she said it could have been all three, because we all three were, you know, very, very ill. And so we think about how good God has been, and even with our challenges and everything that we face day in and day out with having a child with special needs, guess what? It beats the alternative, because there's so many people out there that want to have children that can't have children. There's so many people out there that their children have a totally different condition. You know, when Gabriel came home, he had to come home with a heart monitor and different things like that. And you know, and today we don't have those things. When I remember when he was in the NICU and they used to measure the circumference of his legs and like his little hips, because they said sometimes with preemies, they might not be able to walk normally or have a normal walk, or they might not even be able to walk because they start wearing diapers so early, because they start wearing diapers when they're 1 pound and their bones and stuff are so fragile and not even really formed and stuff. And, you know, just to see how he just runs around and tears up everything. So it sure does. It sure does beat the alternative. And it just comes from having an endurance, a heart and a spirit of endurance, and knowing that we will endure. We're going to endure. We're going to make it.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite scriptures. I believe my favorite scriptures are found in Galatians and Ephesians. But that's one of my favorite scriptures, because that is the focus. You know, it's kind of like the tortoise and the hare, and how the tortoise wins the race. And I think a lot of people, if you're one of those people that can look at somebody else's situation and you get sidetracked. A lot of people are like that. They see someone who's swift, or they see someone who's strong, and then they get discontented with their own situation. It's like they're always looking at somebody else, and it's like they're on their own journey. And then they jump off of their journey and they jump on somebody else's journey, because it appears that something is happening fast for someone else. But it's all about endurance. And endurance is the stamina to finish the race. So don't look at how fast you may think somebody else is traveling on their journey, but just be content in your own journey. Grab the lessons in your own journey, and every setback is a lesson to be learned for the comeback. And when you come back, you come back with the experience of the situation. There's no such thing as failure. There's only lessons to be learned. And those lessons are for when you come back and apply them to the next situation. So if you have that next situation attitude, if you have that next situation mentality, you will never lose, because you understand that this experience that I just had, what you do the analysis, you know, what can I do different? What did I learn? You know, a lot of people, they just think, woe is me, but they don't think, okay, I'm not going to waste that situation. What did I learn from that? That's an endurance mindset. Well, what did I learn, and how can I apply that to the next time? A lot of people, they just get off the journey. No, continue the journey with the lesson learned. That's an endurance mindset. Don't get off your journey just because you see somebody else appearing to be fast, because everybody's always looking at over into the next lane. They're always looking at the next lane, but your journey is ahead of you. Your destination, your promise, your potential, and everything that you're supposed to be is ahead of you. It's not beside you. It's not in the next lane. It's not in nobody else's lane, because that's theirs. Theirs is in front of them, and ours is in front of us. So we need to stay on our own paths, and if we get a roadblock or we hit a pothole, we learn something different. We learn something. We don't spend too much time in the pothole. We don't jump in the pothole and stay there. No, we learn from it, we repair our tires, and we keep it moving.
Repair our tires. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. And I think a lot of times we can get, people become so guilty of looking in somebody else's lane. And I think that's this whole social media craze. Social media is so wonderful because it really helps you stay connected to family that you haven't seen forever and across the country. And I mean, you have really connected the world with the, you know, the WWW has connected the world. However, it's also, I think, made a lot of people go into like looking, they always are looking at somebody else's situation or looking at somebody else's story or looking at somebody else, just looking at somebody else all the time. So you have people that are always looking at somebody else and then they never focus on what they need to do. And it's one thing to look at somebody else's situation and say, okay, what can I learn from that? Like you said, what are the lessons that I'm going to take from that? And how can I apply that to my own life? But then it's another thing that, you know, if when people are literally getting depressed, guys, they people go into depression over watching somebody else on social media and watching their life. And then they can compare their lives to this person's life. And anytime you start doing that, I mean, it just really sets you up for failure. So it's one thing to learn something. Okay, these are some great tips. One thing to listen to radio programs like this and get some great tips on what you can do to help you on your journey. But it's a whole totally different thing when you start to internalize that stuff and to feel bad about your own situation. So I always, you know, warn people of that. And, you know, my biggest thing that I want to encourage people to do on their journey, and I always say this, and we talked about this, is be the star in your own movie. You're writing your own movie right now, whether you believe it or not. You are writing your own movie. You're your own, in your own reality series. I mean, you are the star of your own show. So you've got to grab that, grab a hold of that and quit looking to the left and to the right and just realize that, you know, my very first song was There's a Star Inside of You. And that's really my message out there to the world and to everyone, is that there is a star inside of you. There is something special on the inside of you, and God wants to do amazing things through you. So stop looking to the left and to the right and just focus on what he wants to do through you. You got to endure. And you know what? It all starts with a winning attitude. So we want to ask you guys a question right now. Are you ready to win? I hope so. Are you ready to win? Ready to win? wind. I love that song. It just encourages me every time I hear it. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ready to Win. This is Star.
Quentin.
And we should have Pastor Dab on the line. Are you there? Maybe, maybe. Kind of, sort of. I don't know.
I'm here.
Hey, Pastor Dab.
Hey.
Hey, are you ready to win over there?
I'm winning.
All righty. You guys, you're listening to Ready to Win. We come on the air every Saturday from 12 to 1. We're helping families and children with special needs, and we're helping the overall community. We want you to be encouraged. We want you to know that you truly can live and have your best life no matter what your circumstances are. And we've been talking a little bit today about endurance so far, and that's exactly what you have to do. I have been so inspired by my Gabriel. He has totally changed my life. It took him 18 months to learn how to put something in a container. I always tell this story, but it took him 18 months, and we were just trying to teach him how to put a ball in a container. And we worked with Early Steps, and, you know, shout out to Early Steps, but they do a lot of work with the children that are born premature that seem like they have a little bit of developmental delay. And it took us 18 months to learn how to put a ball in a container. And then I was watching him outside one day, and that's when the Lord gave me that song, Ready to Win, because I was like, you know what? No matter what, no matter how long it took him to learn how to put a ball in, we're going to win. And we are ready to win. And, you know, Gabriel is just the perfect picture of endurance. He has had to endure so much. And he truly has just, he's just changed all of our lives. I know he has, for especially our family, our inner circle, just watching everything that he has to go through. And he is comfortable and he's happy and he is okay in his own skin. If you just give him his water and his little bouncing balls, he is just as happy as can be. You know, he's just, he's okay. And so we're talking a little about endurance today. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Quentin's, his journeys to Italy and how that, how deployments affect, families that have children with special needs. I know it's a little different and it affects everybody's family a little bit differently, but we definitely want to highlight how it affected our family. So we're going to talk about that today. And we're also going to talk about, we've been on a kick, on a health kick. We've had Miss Carrie Ann Lawrence in, and she a couple weeks ago brought us smoothies into the studio and they were so good. Yes, Alan's over there like, I want one, because she brought us in smoothies and we drank them on Facebook Live, and we were just drinking our smoothies right here in the studio. And so since then, we've been making smoothies at home and they have been so good. And so we're going to talk about that and talk about our water challenge. But let's go ahead and talk about this thing called endurance, because no matter what we go through, no matter what's going on in your life, I know that all of us have to have that and practice that. Build that endurance muscle.
Yeah, you can't underestimate, can't overlook endurance. And I can't remember who exactly said it. It might have been Martin Luther King, but the measure of a man is not what happens in times of ease and pleasure, but the measure of a man is what happens in times of challenge. And you have to understand that endurance is what makes us. Trouble is what makes us. Challenge is what makes us. This is how we are formed. This is where we get our backbone from. And the backbone is required to sustain a person. So it's important to understand, because it's like we're always looking in the next lane and we see ease. We see ease. If we look into the right lane and we see hardship and trouble, we immediately look in another direction. Any hardship, any trouble makes us uncomfortable, uncomfortable. That comfort is something else too, but that's a whole nother sermon. but we look in the left lane and we see ease and pleasure, then we are attracted to that lane. That's why on that social media streams, everyone's putting their best foot forward and mm-hmm. everyone makes everything look so pleasurable and so easy. It makes you go to your significant other and you say, hey, how come we're not doing what they're doing? You know what I'm saying? Because I seen so-and-so doing so-and-so. When you gonna do that for me? I want what they got, you know? And it's important to understand endurance. And in the Word, it gives us so many examples of the importance of endurance. I remember when it was a mother, and the mother went to Jesus and she said, I want my sons to sit on your throne with you, one on your right side, one on your left side. And the response from Jesus was, can they drink that cup? Can they drink the cup that I must drink? So it's important. That's how important. A lot of people overlook that. But what he was saying when he said, can they drink the cup that I must drink, is will they be able to endure? Will they be able to go through? Can they weather the storm that I must weather? So it's important to understand that there's a process to the things that we want. So can you endure? Can you go through the process? Can you weather the storm? Do you understand the costs associated with the things that you want? So it's very, very important to understand the cost. And a lot of times we focus on the thing that we want, but we never focus on the cost, the process, the responsibility that comes with the things that we want. And that's what we need to, because as soon as they asked, as soon as she asked Jesus of something, his response was, well, can they drink the cup? So that tells me that we should understand the process, the cost, the responsibility of the things that we want. What does it come with? And are we prepared to go through that process? And if we know that and we have that mindset at the very beginning, then we won't get discouraged because we already understand what it takes. Because I don't understand, we're in an instantaneous society. We're in a microwave society. We want it like yesterday, but some things have a cost.
Right. A lot of things have a cost. And, you know, sometimes there's things that you ask for, and then there's some things that you don't ask for. Either way, that has a responsibility and it has a cost. And so, but the thing about it is that we just truly have to realize that God knows all. He sees all. He sits high. He looks low. And even though a lot of times we don't feel like we're prepared for, a lot of times we don't feel like we are prepared for hardships or prepared for these things that happen. I know when, you know, they told us Gabriel had autism and everything, our life changed. I didn't feel like I was like prepared. Like I was thrown into this whole different world. But guess what? The older I get and the more I grow up, I realize that all along, all my life, God has been preparing me for this. He's been preparing me by making me the person that I am so that I can be the perfect mother to Gabriel, the best mother to Gabriel. All along, he had prepared me. I just didn't realize it because he gave Gabriel a mommy that was carefree. You know what I'm saying? He gave Gabriel a mommy that was loving and compassionate. And, you know, just you think about it. I might not be the most organized in this area, but I'm the most loving in this area. So, you know, all the while, he gave Gabriel to the mom that he knew would take good care. Put him in the right family where he knew you're going to get this care. You know, he says, okay, your daddy's going to be in the military. You're going to have TRICARE. Your grandma's going to love you. You know, you got all this love and support all around. And this crazy mother that you have, she's never going to take no for an answer. We're going to fight for everything and find the resources that you need. So he knew all along. And even though we didn't know it, God knew it. And you guys, we have a call. We only have 2 minutes before our commercial, but we have a call, a special call from one of my dear, dear friends, Mr. Malcolm Harris. Are you there?
Yes, Star, I'm here. Hello.
How are you?
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in today. You have some great news you want to share with us?
I do. Actually, I'm going to be, I've been working at the hospital now for 5 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I will be honored at the employee celebration on Friday, November 9th. I'll be recognized by 150 other employees as well, because, again, they're 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, so forth. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I am so proud of you. And you guys, for you guys, if I think we had Malcolm on. He told his story about, I think it was back in March. He has an awesome testimony. He has cerebral palsy and autism, and God is using him to do great, great things. We're so excited for you, Malcolm. That's amazing. I don't know if you want to hang around. We have to take a commercial break in about 30 seconds, but if you want to hang around and sure. just share with us some of the things that you've been up to, we would love it. And you guys are listening to Ready to Win. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has proclaimed National Days of Prayer and Remembrance to be observed this weekend. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a White House proclamation, the president calls on Americans to pause in honor of the memory of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. He says the nation watched with stunned silence, tears, anger, and utter disbelief as multiple tragedies unfolded on that day. During this observance, the president says, "We pray that all find peace in the love of God. We pray for guidance, wisdom, and protection for the men and women in uniform, and we pray for the unity of our nation." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Campaigning for a GOP senator last night in Nevada, Vice President Mike Pence noting that Senator Dean Heller has already made his presence felt in Washington and at the White House.
President Donald Trump, in our first year and a half, has actually signed more than 15 bills authored and introduced by Senator Dean Heller to improve the services and benefits of veterans all across Nevada and all across the United States.
Whether it's a tropical storm or Hurricane Florence could cause life-threatening surf and rip currents along parts of the U.S. East Coast over the weekend as it swirls across the Atlantic.
When you get those kind of large swells, they result in life-threatening surf and rip currents. So folks heading to the beaches on the East Coast this weekend should be aware of that.
That's Dennis Felchin with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Hiring picked up in August as U.S. employers added 201,000 jobs. Wages are also picking up.
We saw a solid increase in wages of a little less than 0.4% over the month. They were up about 2.9% from 1 year earlier.
PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fouché. The unemployment rate remains steady at 3.9%. That's near an 18-year low. More on these stories from townhall.com.
For your Saturday afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds, a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high 90. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 72. Sunday, partly sunny with a better chance of afternoon storms, the high 89. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, low 74. Monday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, high 90. And Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of storms, the high 91.
All right, you guys, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star, and I believe we have Malcolm on the line. Is he still there? Okay, Malcolm.
Hi, Star.
Hey,
I'm still here.
Hey, Malcolm. So, for those of you who are just tuning in, we do the show Ready to Win every single Saturday from 12 to 1, and we come on to help families, children that have special needs, and also just overall the community. We want to continue to raise awareness and share our story, share our journey, and then give other people hope along the way. And so we're so blessed to have our dear friend Malcolm. We met him at the Family Cafe about, gosh, it's been about 5 years ago, Malcolm?
Maybe
three, about 5 years. And we always see him there every single year. He's awesome. And just got an awesome testimony, and He shared some of his story with us before when he was on back in March. And I'm just excited that you called in today. I'm really proud of you. I know that you said you've been working at the hospital for 5 years, and that's awesome. Tell people out there, because a lot of times I know that people might have different stereotypes of people that have autism and cerebral palsy. I know you've had a lot of things that you've had to endure over the years, but how are you able to go ahead and get the job and be able to endure everything that you've had to endure over the years with getting the job, keeping the job, and doing an awesome job and, getting awarded?
Absolutely, Star. So what I had to do was I had to go to vocational rehabilitation. I had a counselor, so she basically helped me find a job. So she said there was an opening for housekeeping at St. Lucie Medical Center where I currently work at.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to do 4 days of orientation, and then I actually had to volunteer for 5 years before I became an employee.
Oh,
so
wow.
In a mail room, and then I went to the dietary department to fill out an application. And so I saw one of the dietary employees there. And so I asked her, her name was Shirley. So I asked her, I'm interested in working in housekeeping. So I filled out the application, and then they had to do the process, and then I was hired, and then they had me on a 90-day probationary period.
Mm-hmm.
I did a 90 days. I did such a great job. So then they decided to keep me on.
Oh, wow. I'm so proud of you. Talk about defying the odds and overcoming and enduring and all that great stuff. You are such a shining example of that. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. So you went, go ahead.
And also, my boss, he's a real nice guy. His name is Kirk. And every time I go to work, for the most part, everybody at the hospital loves me there. They appreciate what I do. Anytime I have something going on, whether I'm going up to Orlando or I'm doing something for Special Olympics, everybody's anticipating me to let them know what's going on. So I keep them up to date. And they're just excited about what I'm trying to do.
Awesome.
Because I really want to help the disabilities community that don't have a voice.
Right.
And a lot of times, a lot of families want to give up. But I'm letting families know that I'm that shining example that's going to give you guys hope and not quit. You know, whether you have a son or daughter with special needs, you know, that's what I just want to let people know out there. If you have a son or daughter that has special needs, believe in them. Believe in their abilities, you know, just treat them as they would like to be treated. For the most part, you know, don't put them down. Just encourage them, tell them, you know, just encourage them, let them know they can do it. If they have a dream, let them go for it, you know, and just be there for them, because they need that encouraging. They need the encouragement. If they don't have that encouragement, then they're going to think, oh, I can't do this.
Wow.
They're going to start second guessing themselves, and they're going to feel like, oh, if this person can do it, why not me? So
wow.
There
that's
you go.
So awesome. That's so awesome. And, you know, and what you're saying is just so dead on. It's like believing in them, encouraging them, letting them know that they can do it. And then I know that you've had a lot of great great role models and people in your life as well, because you had to overcome so many, many things. Even I remember when you're on the show, we talked about how you got bullied and everything, and just to see how far you have come, you didn't let anything stop you.
Absolutely, Star. That's correct. I didn't let anything stop me. I was just persistent. I have great people in my life now who were able enough to just tell me to be the kind person I'm supposed to be, you know, be friendly to everybody that I meet, and just be me, be comfortable in my own skin, and don't let anybody change me, you know, to become somebody that I'm not, you know. So
wow.
I have to, you know, those are things that I was taught, and I feel like I'm doing a great job, honestly. You know, so.
Oh my gosh. I just am so proud of you. I'm smiling like from, just so happy. I'm just so glad you called in. You always just make me feel so wonderful, because when I see you, I see a miracle. I see hope. You just encourage me every single time with your story and your perseverance. It's just such a blessing every single time, Malcolm. I always have to keep from crying.
I've racked up so many, I've gotten so many achievements. I mean, in high school, I was junior marshal. I was the Sam Adrian recipient that had to do with ESE, overcoming, with perseverance, having to deal with that. I got that award. I actually met the person who gave it to me, when I graduated high school 11 years ago. His name was Bill Tomlinson. And he was an ESC chair. And so that's how I got the award for perseverance, because I went to high school. I had a GPA of like a 1.7.
Wow.
Graduated high school, got a 2.9 GPA, almost 3.0.
All right. Go ahead. Awesome. Yep.
Then I went to IRSC for 5 years. I got a certificate in business management. And now I also was able to participate in Collegiate DECA, which is you're going to competition, then you're competing against you're competing against other schools from around the state, and you're doing competitions like entertainment and food service or restaurant food service. You're doing sports and entertainment marketing. There's just so many categories you choose from. So I did those two things, and I actually got top 10 in the state.
Wow.
Yep.
That is so awesome.
I got top 10 in the state. And then one day when Collegiate DECA was going to international competition in Salt Lake City. So our last meeting that we had at the college, I got a huge surprise. So the member of DECA asked me to come to the last meeting. So I went, and the whole entire members of DECA, they said that I was the outstanding IRC DECA member of the year.
Aww.
And I was surprised by that. Receiving that award, I actually cried. I wasn't expecting it. I thought it was going to be some other person, but everybody said that I inspired them, and there you have it.
That's what you do. You inspire us all. Every time I see you, every time I get a chance to talk with you, every time I see you at Family Cafe, you inspire us all. And I just really appreciate you calling in and just sharing your heart and your accomplishments. And we're still looking forward to that book. Are you still working on that book?
Oh, yeah. It's a work in progress.
All right.
It's a work in progress. I just need a publisher and all those sort of things. And, just putting it all together. Well, I have it all together. I just need someone to, I just need a publisher. That's all I need right now.
Okay, well, you can self-publish it. We'll have to talk about that, how you can self-publish it, and we can show you how to get it on Amazon, okay? Because it sounds like if it's already together, we might just need to show you a couple things so you can self-publish it. Because I can't wait to hear it, and the world needs to hear that. You are an awesome, awesome, awesome person, Malcolm. We appreciate you taking time to call in and share your story, share your inspiration, and just share what all the great things that God is doing in your life, you guys. This is a young man, has had to overcome so much. He has cerebral palsy and autism. And look at what the Lord has done through him and continues to do through his life. So I'm so proud of you. We're cheering you on over here. Yay! The whole studio. We're cheering you on. That. Yes.
I thank you guys for cheering me on. Continue supporting me, and I'm also involved in Special Olympics too, and I'm actually on my way to bowling practice as we speak.
Okay.
It's our third bowling practice. It's our third one today, and bowling's our biggest sport. It's growing.
Wow.
And this year there's a lot of changes. So, I'll give you a perfect example. if someone brings you to practice, they have to stay with you.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, because the reason for that is because it's a safety concern.
Uh-huh.
And if they have a behavior problem, you can't just leave them by themselves. Something could happen. And,
right.
And, you know, they're not really responding. You know, that person is going to be held accountable. So they're enforcing that, you know, they're enforcing that rule this year.
Uh huh.
It wasn't really enforced in the beginning, but now they're really enforcing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to wear khaki shorts, and we can't wear athletic shorts. We can't wear jeans. And we have to be at practice every week by 12:45, and we can't have food on the table. So we have to eat after we're done bowling. We're allowed to have our drinks on the table, but they're not going to allow us to eat while we're bowling. And before we bowl, we have to stretch because they don't want us to pull anything.
Okay.
So it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I get, you know, sometimes changes are for the best that protect everybody, you know. But I'm so proud of you, Malcolm. You have an awesome day bowling, and we're cheering you on. And, you know, you keep us posted with anything. And if you want people to be able to connect with you on your social media pages or whatever, do you have any of those that we can shout out to the people that are listening?
Absolutely. I'm on Facebook. My Facebook name is my whole entire name. Malcolm Harris Gowdy, and I'm on Twitter. My Twitter handle is SportsCast1. If anybody is listening out there that wants to follow me on Twitter, I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. They can send me an email if they have any questions. If they're looking for activities to do, whether it be Special Olympics, whether they want to. You know, things like that. If they're interested in getting involved in their community, they can email me about any of those things.
Okay, what's your email?
Yeah. So my email address is jamal11901@gmail.com.
Okay, so it's going to be on this broadcast, you guys, and then we will link it in the link below when we put out the live repost.
And if anybody is interested in knowing about Special Olympics, they can also call me as well. If they have any questions about it, or I can refer them to our county director as well. If they have any questions about how to get involved in Special Olympics, how to become a volunteer, those kind of things.
That's
so
awesome.
They're interested in that too.
Awesome. Well, we'll have them to email you so that your phone number won't be blasted out all over. But we'll have them to email you for that information. And we just really appreciate
that's what I was gonna
you.
Say. They can email me if they have any questions.
Yeah.
And things like that. Or if they want encouragement, they can email me as well.
I love that. And you are the right person to call for encouragement because your life is such an awesome example. You have been such a blessing. Thank you for calling in today. And you know you're welcome to call in any time, Malcolm. We love hearing from you, and we love to hear all the progress and great things that you're doing in the community and in the world to make it a better place. So thank you so much, you guys. And thank you, Malcolm,
I'm going to call in next week, and I'll let you guys know how my third bowling practice went, and I'll let you guys know what my scores were. So
awesome.
I'll chime in next week.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you, and we thank you so much for calling in, you guys. Let's give Malcolm one more big hand.
Woo! All right, Malcolm.
All righty, and we're going to go ahead and play this song, I'm an Overcomer, and we want all of you guys to be overcomers just like Malcolm.
Made through. I'm victorious.
What about you? Might have had a hard year and lost all you had. Might have lost a loved one and it left you feeling sad. But you're still trusting and depending on God's unchanging power. And there's one thing you can say for sure, you're an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
I made it through.
I'm victorious.
What about you?
I'm an overcomer.
I made it through.
I'm victorious.
Oh, what about you? In spite of all you've been through, you're still here to tell your story. People turn their backs on you, but there's no need to worry. That's why you should never judge a book by its cover. When you're looking at me, you see an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
I made it through.
I'm victorious.
What about you?
I'm an overcomer.
So glad that I made it through.
I'm an overcomer. What about you? I know that we are all overcomers. The word says we're overcomers by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so we are so thankful to the Lord for this awesome show today. If you are just tuning in, this is Ready to Win, where we come on every single Saturday from 12 to 1 to help families and children with special needs and to help the overall community to be able to raise awareness with what it's really like having a child with special needs. Even you guys just heard, we have Malcolm Harris Gowdy who just called in, guys, and he is so awesome. He's a young adult that has autism and cerebral palsy, and he's just sharing his testimony of how God has blessed his life and all the great things and accomplishments that he has had in spite of. And so I just love that we're able to continue to spread this positive message. You just heard I'm an Overcomer. That's our positive music with the message. And thank you guys so much for tuning in to Ready to Win. I'm Star.
Quentin.
And I think we have Pastor Dab on the line. Steele, are you there, Mommy?
Still here.
Still there. Did you get to hear Malcolm?
I did.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, just right in with the endurance and, you know, just everything that God has allowed us to experience today, what we were talking about. Do not give up.
Don't give up.
Enduring to the end. So, you know, that's a great thing.
It is. It's just perfect.
Testimony.
Yeah.
Perfect testimony. And I like what Sun said also about the cost, the process.
Yeah. Price to pay.
The cost, responsibility of the things we want.
Good word.
Yes, yes, yes. So
somebody was truly blessed by what they heard today.
I hope and pray. That's our heart's desire, that we will be able to continue to make a difference in this old world, make a difference in this community, and continue to raise awareness. And so we are going to finish our last few minutes of the show talking about the, you know, Quentin is in the wonderful military, and sometimes, well, from time to time, well, like once a year, half our marriage, how about that? 20 years, half of the 20 years, he's probably been stationed or gone someplace. And so, but he just got back from Italy, and he had the blessing of being able to go to several different countries. And, you know, anytime that the husband is gone from the family for months and months and months at a time, it can be really hard on, it's hard on the family, but it's, you know, I think sometimes it's hard on our children, especially our children with special needs. And there's a part of me, because Gabriel really doesn't care about too much that it's not considered water or like his little bouncing balls. He doesn't really care about too many other things. You know, you feed him, give him some water and let him play with those little toys. He's okay. But so I really didn't really understand how the 6-month deployment affected Gabe. But when we seen him, when we picked Quentin up from the airport and Gabe seen his dad, oh my gosh, we're going to do a video so you guys can see that reunion. You guys just make sure you follow us on all of our social medias, Facebook, YouTube, Giveaway Foundation, and Starfields, and QLF Productions, and all those. But just make sure you follow us on all of those different social media channels so that you can see this reunion. But it was just so beautiful. And you could really, really tell that he really missed his dad.
Yeah, it was. It's always good to come back. You know, I've been to a lot of different countries, but the best thing is coming back home to home base. And he was happy to see me, and I can tell that, you know, I can tell that he does care. You know, it may not look like he cares, you know, because his responses is not the responses that we're used to seeing, mm-hmm. but he definitely cares, and I was glad to be able to come back to him. And I'm also glad to be able to travel and experience different cultures and different things, because it broadens my mind every single time. And I feel like I grow when I go and see how other people are doing things. And I think it's important for us to get out of a box, you know, get out of a box, talk to other people. You know, our best education, I don't care if you are a Harvard graduate, our best education comes from talking to and getting the experience with a variety of different people. That's how you really, really grow, by interacting with various people, because it expands your perceptions, it expands your mind, mm-hmm. and it's the best education that a person can have. So I'm very, very, very grateful for it, and I'm always, always grateful to come back home. And you know, the separation is a sacrifice, but it's definitely worth it. And sometimes God has to remove you from the places where you most comfortable in order to grow you and expand you. And all of these experiences that we talk about are for our good. And it's important to always remember that these things are for our own good, even when it's trouble, even when it's challenging, even when it's uncomfortable. It's always for our good. And believe it or not, it's possible to have uncomfortable situations be for our good. That's what they come for. Yeah. They come from our growth.
For our good.
So we don't grow in pleasure. We grow in challenge.
Yeah. So that's a good word. So I think we all grow every time Quentin leaves. And and definitely Gabe grew a lot. Talk about growth. I think he's almost as big as, he's 140 pounds, guys. Our 1 pound kid is 140 pounds.
There was one time I would be picking him up, but now I look at him, I say, I wonder if he can pick me up. You know,
yeah.
I'd like to get him to pick me up every now and then.
Yeah, so
carry me around.
We got 1 minute left. You guys, we just so appreciate you tuning in to Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Quentin.
And we have Pastor Dab on the line.
AKA Mommy.
AKA Mommy Yes. And we also have Malcolm here, Scouty, to call in today, too. So we really appreciate you guys listening. We come on every single Saturday from 12 to 1. If you like to follow us on our Facebook page, it's under the Giveaway Foundation. You can also follow us at Starfields, S-T-A-A-R-F-I-E-L-D-S, Starfields. That's our YouTube channel. And you'll be able to watch these videos live and be able to make comments, and we can answer any questions. For more information, you can listen in next week or email us at info@givewayation.org.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.